The questioner says, you said that after death, animals only survived for a few weeks and were then absorbed into a group soul. Before I go on to reading, that few weeks is a generalization. The time of individual continuance depends upon the degree of intelligence and development of the animal. Some may persist for quite a long time, others, particularly the non-domesticated animals, for a very brief time. Then the questioner goes on, if this is the case, can you please explain how it is that my dog has been given to me on innumerable occasions by different mediums and other methods of communication when my chief communicator has repeatedly stated that he's looking after her for me? Well, there is a case, isn't it, where each must make up their own mind as to their source of information. If you prefer a source of information which you can't see, which you can't scrutinize, whose qualifications are utterly unknown to you, and to whose statements you can't apply any reasoning whatever, or any test whatever, then if you like that source of information, then very good. But if you like a statement from the wisdom of the ages, not mine at all, I'm a mere mouthpiece, if you want that built up, accumulated store of knowledge founded upon research, then accept that. But these two seem to be somewhat mutually prohibitive. So you must, I'm afraid, make up your mind which you like.